In this session, we will look at the relief available to companies on expenditure that they incur on research and development. The relief is not available to traders, but only to companies. Firstly, let us look at the rules that apply to small and medium-sized companies. Relief is available for 175% of the costs incurred on qualifying research and development expenditure. The usual effect of this is that a further 75% of the R&D costs needs to be deducted in arriving at the adjusted profits for tax purposes. For example, we have a company called Small Limited, which spends £65,000 in qualifying R&D. The tax relief claimable will be £65,000 multiplied by 175%, which is £113,750. If the £65,000 has already been deducted in arriving at the accounting profit, this means that an additional deduction of £113,750 minus £65,000, which is £48,750, i.e. 75% of £65,000, should be put through as an adjustment in arriving at the profits for tax purposes. The company must spend at least £10,000 on qualifying research and development in a 12-month accounting period in order to qualify for this special relief. The £10,000 is prorated for shorter periods. For example, for a 6-month period, the limit will be £5,000. To qualify as a small or medium-sized enterprise, or SME, the company must have fewer than 500 employees and either turnover of less than €100 million or balance sheet assets of less than €86 million. Let us now take a look at what is qualifying research and development expenditure. The expenditure itself must be revenue in nature rather than capital. The rules therefore apply to items that will normally be treated as expenses in the company's profit and loss account. The qualifying activity must be related to a trade carried on by that company, and the expenditure itself must be on either staff costs, software, consumable or transformable materials, subcontracted costs, or externally provided workers. Payments to participants in clinical trials will be qualifying expenditure. We will look at these definitions shortly. Previously, the intellectual property developed as a result of the R&D needed to vest with the company claiming the R&D relief. However, for expenditure incurred in an accounting period ending on or after the 9th of December 2009, it is proposed that this requirement will no longer apply. The qualifying research and development cannot be contracted out to the company under the main rules, but we will look later at the rules that have extended this in certain circumstances. Finally, the expenditure must not be subsidized by government or any other body. However, an SME may claim a 30% enhancement on subsidized expenditure if it would be available to a large company in the same circumstances. We will now look at the definition of qualifying staff costs, software, consumable or transformable materials, subcontracted costs, and externally provided workers. Starting with staff costs. Staff costs include all emoluments payable to directors or employees actively involved in qualifying research and development. It also includes the secondary national insurance contributions payable on those salaries, and any pension fund contributions in respect of those directors or employees. Active involvement in R&D activities is important here. When someone is partly engaged in R&D and partly engaged in other activities, his time will be apportioned such that only that proportion of the staffing costs relating to R&D activities can be included in the R&D claim. Support staff do not qualify. In other words, it only extends to staff actively involved specifically in the activity of research and development. No amounts relating to the services of secretarial or administrative staff can qualify. With regard to software, the definition includes software that is employed directly in carrying out the R&D, for example, to record results. software that is used only indirectly, for example by the Human Resources Department to record the activities of the R&D staff, would not qualify. Where only part of the cost incurred relates directly to R&D, a proportion of the costs will be allowable. Qualifying expenditure on consumable or transformable items is that which is incurred on revenue items directly employed in R&D. This includes consumable stores together with water, fuel and power of any kind. Again, where only part of the cost incurred relates directly to R&D, a proportion of the cost will be allowable. Payments to participants in clinical trials are qualifying expenditure. Where the SME subcontracts research and development work to a third party, the SME may claim relief. The amount of relief depends on whether the two parties are connected or not. Where the payment is to a connected company which draws its accounts up under GAAP, the whole of any payment up to the amount of the connected company's expenditure is allowable. In any other case, 65% of the payments made can be claimed. However, a joint irrevocable election can be made for connected company treatment. The time limit is 2 years from the end of the first accounting period in which the contract is entered into. Where a company makes a payment for externally provided workers, several conditions apply. The worker must be an individual and must not be a director or employee of the company. The workers must be obliged to provide services personally to the company and be under the control of the company. As with the company's own staff, the externally provided workers must be directly and actively involved in R&D. Secretarial and administrative services are specifically excluded. Where a worker is partly engaged in R&D, the expenditure must be apportioned. We will now take a look at R&D tax credits. These are effectively a refund of tax where the company cannot get relief for the qualifying expenditure as it either creates or enhances a trading loss. If a company makes a loss, then part of this loss that relates to the research and development can be surrendered for cash. That will mean a refund check from the revenue. We surrender the lower of the unrelieved loss, or 175% of the qualifying research and development expenditure. When looking at the definition of the loss, we take the trading loss net of any actual or potential claims for relief for that loss in the current period. In other words, net of a possible current year loss claim. We will take a look at losses in more detail in later chapters of this corporation tax module. The tax credit is the lower of 14% of the surrendered loss, or the company's PAYE and NIC bill for the period for which the relief is claimed. Let me demonstrate this with an illustration. We have a company called Medium Limited. Medium Limited has a trading loss of £170,000 in the year in question, qualifying research and development of £45,000, and a PAYE and NIC bill of £85,000. The surrenderable loss will be the lower of the loss itself of £170,000 or 175% of the R&D expenditure, which amounts to £78,750. Therefore, the surrenderable loss will be £78,750. The tax credit will be the lower of 14% of the surrenderable loss, which is £11,025, or the company's PAYE and NIC bill for the period, which is £85,000. Therefore, the tax credit will be £11,025. This £11,025 will reduce the corporation tax bill, where the company has tax payable on any other income. If there is no other income, it will simply be given as a check from HMRC, which will be very welcome for a company that is making a loss. The loss to carry forward will be reduced by the amount that we have surrendered to the government in return for our tax credit. So, in this example, the loss we will carry forward will be £91,250. Let us take a look at another illustration.
Raphael Limited, a small company, spends £125,000 on qualifying research and development expenditure. It sustains a trading loss in the period of £135,000 and has non-trading profits from loan relationships of £40,000. Its PAYE and NIC bill for that period is £67,000. The surrenderable loss will be the lower of the amount of the trading loss net of any potential current year claim, in this case against the non-trading profits from loan relationships.
This gives us a figure of £95,000, or 175% of the qualifying R&D expenditure, which is £218,750. The lower figure will be the surrenderable loss of £95,000. The tax credit is the lower of 14% of the surrenderable loss, which is £13,300, or the company's PAYE bill of £67,000. The lower figure is clearly £13,300, which will be refunded to the company by HMRC.
Let us now take a look at the rules relevant to large companies.
Relief is given for 130% of the qualifying research and development. Again, this is usually seen as an additional deduction of the further 30% of the R&D in arriving at the adjusted profits for tax purposes. For example, Large Limited spends £245,000 on qualifying R&D. The corporation tax deduction for this expenditure will be 130% of this figure, which is £318,500. If the £245,000 has already been deducted in arriving at the accounting profit, this means that an additional deduction of £318,500 minus £245,000, which is £73,500, i.e. 30% of £245,000, is due.
The definition of research and development is the same as that applied to small and medium-sized enterprises. There is also the minimum of £10,000 which must be spent in a 12-month period.
Large companies can also claim for research and development expenditure subcontracted to it by either a large company or another body, otherwise than in the case of a chargeable trade. For instance, a university or a charity. The intellectual property does not need to vest with that company.
We will now look at the rules relevant to subcontracted research and development. Some companies may subcontract R&D work to other bodies. Tax relief at special R&D rates is possible. For large companies, the expenditure must be subcontracted to a qualifying body, which includes a university, a charity, scientific research organisations, NHS bodies, and individuals or partnerships.
Relief of 130% can be claimed by small or medium-sized enterprises doing subcontracted work.
The SME must spend at least £10,000 in the 12-month period on qualifying R&D.
This figure includes both its own and its subcontracted R&D work, and the work must be subcontracted by either a large company or another body, otherwise than in the course of carrying on a chargeable trade.
We will finally round up by having a look at the special rules which apply to vaccine research.
Special relief is available for research into vaccines and medicines for diseases such as tuberculosis, malaria, and HIV and AIDS. With regard to large companies, relief is available for expenditure of 140% with no other particular conditions applying, i.e. no minimum £10,000, etc. For small and medium-sized enterprises, the relief is as high as 215% of the qualifying expenditure, where the SME qualifies generally for R&D, and 140% in other circumstances.
To finish off this lecture, take a look at the example on the screen.
That concludes this session on research and development expenditure.